On a Saturday, Ardis appeared at his back door. She carried her pitcher of hummingbird nectar. Sarah was working, so he was by himself.
"Tom and Ted are out at that place where kids jump around on indoor trampolines," said Ardis. "Can I rinse out the feeder in your kitchen? It really needs it."
"Much obliged," he said.
But he felt out of sync with her. They hadn't talked since he saw her come in that night, the night before Ted's return. He stood across the room as she washed the feeder. It was glass, with a red bottom and yellow flowers. Those flowers were for people's benefit, she said. The birds were only drawn to the red.
"I heard that too," he said.
"Listen," said Ardis, turning. "I'm sorry."
"Sorry for what?"
"For putting you in that position."
"What?
Oh. I guess we should get that wall retinted. Finally."
"Well, the waiting list."
"Yeah, I may have let that go a bit. You have to keep calling them."
"But anyway, I didn't know till now."
"Yes, you did. I saw your face. You knew.
Because you know me."
"I guess I do," he said slowly.
"I'll just say it's over."
"Oh," he said again.
"Good."
He was disappointed that he'd been correct in his cheap suspicion. Felt a tinge of something like aggrievement, as though it was him that she'd cheated on. But also relieved. It was in the past, she'd said. So it wouldn't be a threat to Ted.
"It won't happen again. It was something I did for, call them perverse reasons. Emotionally perverse."
"You don't have to explain yourself to me," he said quickly.
The truth was, he didn't want to hear.
"Oh, I know."
She turned back to the counter and set the feeder on it, picked up the pitcher and poured.
"We'll be okay now," she said. "Ted and I."
"I hope so. Good."
"We will. Trust me. I only did it to help me forget something else."
And when she turned around again and looked him in the eye, a shock went through him. Then she walked past, bird feeder in one hand and pitcher in the other. He stood there, heard the tuck of the sliding door to the terrace as it closed, the seal of its vacuum. He had a sensation of hovering in an unseen wake, as though he'd been left in the slipstream of her moving body. Doubt. Disorientation. Then dismissal. The door was closed behind her, softly but firmly.